Chub Step.
Creating the OIF Dungeon.
Steed.
Chub Step.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the King of the Jungle.
Well, they actually got sick. There's a lot of people gotten sick when they touch your blood.
Hey, I stopped smoking cigarettes.
Good.
Isn't that something? I'm on to cigars now. Yeah, I'm onto a 5-year plan. I eliminated the cigarettes, then I go to cigars, then I go to pipes, then I go to chewing tobacco, then I'm onto that nicotine gum.
Good.
Yeah.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And the show has started. All right, this is going to be a little mini Chub Step episode of Minnesota, mini Chub, and we're going to have a guest. It's not the guest you in the background. It is Dr. Daniel. Dr. Daniel's been on the show before, but this time he's not going to talk medical advice. He's going to be talking about an insane story that happened when his family rented out their nice house, and just you'll see what happens, but it did not go the way they planned.
Recording live from somewhere.
All right. We are joined by Dr. Daniel. Dr. Daniel, you have been on the show. You were on the show one time, and it was basically a year ago. It was May 11th of 2023. Welcome back.
Wow. Time is fun. Thank you. I had a great time last time, so hopefully this is just as fun.
Yeah, that's if people want to go check that out. As episode 408, he was talking about spots where the best spot to be shot if you were going to be shot, and then a lot of random fun medical stuff that we talked about.
You ever notice you can only ooze two things: sexuality and pus? Man, I tell you.
I remember you telling me this story? You were asking why, what made me think of this, and it really wasn't one thing that popped up, or maybe it was just a series of inappropriate things that popped up. I don't know. But I remember you telling me this story like years ago about the time you guys rented out your house and it did not work out the way, I don't want to do any spoilers or anything, but it didn't work out the way you planned. So I'm going to give just a tiny bit of backstory. You're from the Chicago North Shore, like a nice suburb area. And this was your family's house. And I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah. So I grew up, like you said, in the north suburbs of Chicago. Very nice little neighborhood, awesome little town. Like, nothing bad ever happens there at all. And so this was a long time ago, starting college, and it was at the point where Airbnb was a new thing. And, like, everyone was like, oh, you know, you could make some, like, good money doing this. And my parents did have a pretty nice house, and so they thought, oh, okay, we could, you know, rent it out for a night, you can make like a significant amount of money. So, you know, they were kind of thinking about it, and eventually they're like, all right, let's try it, let's put it on the website, let's see. You know, we had family in the area, like they could just go stay with them for a night, like whatever.
Yeah. And so, you were, Daniel, were you living at the house at this time, or were you in college at the time?
So I'm in college, but you know, I only went to school about not even an hour away, so almost every weekend I was coming back, like not every week, but you know, pretty often. Like my room was still my room my brother's room was still his room. You know, it was, so it still felt very personal.
Yes. And Airbnbs were not common. Like you're saying, it's not like now where everybody, like you decide between an Airbnb and a hotel. Like it was not a popular thing. This was over 10 years ago.
No. Yes. Literally to the point where like they're, weren't a lot on the website itself. So, you know, getting one was, you know, there weren't that many around. So they list it, and within like 2 days, they get like someone being like, hey, can I rent it out for a night this weekend? And like on short notice, like 3 days, my mom was like, sure. So she like, they book it. And my mom's like cleaning the house, getting everything like ready. She's like, all right, how this goes. And you know, right before, so the day of that, they're gonna rent this house out. As luck would have it, like right when my family was leaving, my parents, the girl who rented the house, the weird thing was, and I don't know what this or why this is or how or whatever, she just showed up. Like, there was no car that dropped her off. She was just like there. And
like walking in a suburban area where nobody walks around.
Exactly, in a nice little neighborhood. Like, and she was, my dad told me that like she was actually a very attractive girl, and she was like the younger and stuff. And like my mom was like noticing that she was like wearing like a tight dress or whatever. And so, but they didn't think anything of it. She was very like sweet and nice, and she's like, oh, you know, I'm just gonna have a couple friends over. We're in town. She's saying that they're models.
And oh, okay. They,
like,
yeah.
Just needed they needed a nice place to like rent for just a day and all this stuff, and so they didn't think anything of it. But you know, my parents, still being nosy and skeptical of things right away, they like kind of stayed around the area for a couple hours just to see like, okay, is there anything weird going on? And no, nothing. Like, they just, you know, they noticed that like maybe a couple cars pulled up, but like nothing crazy, everything was fine. So they think, okay, like, we're going to leave, all good. So, you know, they go to my aunt's house or whatever, and then in the morning, around 11, they decide to, like, come back, right? Because that's the time to, like, check out.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they pull up to the house, and they go to the garage, they open the door, and right away they see that, like, the entire house is just, when I say, like, filled, I mean, like, filled with Solo cups everywhere. And I mean, probably hundreds. And open alcohol everywhere. Okay. So obviously they know right away, okay, one, they didn't clean. And two, definitely had a party, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, whatever. So they're like, all right, well, what do we expect, I guess, right? And so they're kind of like walking around the house thinking, like, all right, let's hope, like, no one stole anything, right?
Yes, so yeah, that's the biggest worry.
Going through the house.
Well, Daniel, did they stuff in locked? Was anything like in a locked room or anything? Everything was just kind of where it was, just put away, right?
So, like, jewelry and stuff, obviously they took, you know, to make sure that like that was locked up. But I mean, like, there was nice paintings on the wall. There was, like, you know, things that, of course, would be worth like something, right?
Sure.
But they didn't, you know. This was new. They honestly maybe were a little naive, but they just didn't think about it.
Right? So now people go to Airbnbs and somebody will have like an owner's closet that's locked. This wasn't like that. Like, because you guys were not, you know, regulars at this. So your house was like a livable house, basically, still.
I mean, literally, like, if you go to my room, like there was, like, all my stuff was there.
I had
a little drawer full of, like, probably things I wouldn't want to be stolen, like little notes from people. I don't know, who knows.
Yeah.
But you know, this was my childhood home. So So basically they're walking around the house, and my mom starts to notice that literally, like, everywhere she's seeing used condoms everywhere. Like, literally in the living room, in the family room, in our office, in the bedroom. So gross. There was like hundreds. I mean, like, literally it was like all over. It was to the point where my mom started crying.
Yeah.
Because of the implication.
It was immediately being like, our house was defiled.
Oh my God.
So like, obviously, like, my dad is like pissed. Like, they call me. I'm like mad. Because I don't know why. You consider like your home like kind of, you know, your thing. And if someone if someone goes a little bit, takes advantage of that, I'm like, give me their names. I'm going to find them. I was feeling like Liam Neeson from Taken.
Yes.
Like, I was just like going to go on like a, just find these people, hunt them down. But, yeah, dude. So whatever. So they call like the neighbors and they're like, hey, you guys like see like a bunch of people? And they were like, oh yeah, there was like 30 cars like all around the house. We thought it was you guys throwing a party. And they were like blasting music and stuff and everything. And little did we know, they had an orgy in our house.
Insane.
And dude, literally had an orgy. I was a little bit upset they didn't invite me.
Yes. But
at the same time, I was also angry. Yeah.
Well, yeah, no doubt. It's like one thing if you're going to trash your house. And the second thing, it's like not even going to invite me to the party where you trash my house.
At least let me get some action out of it.
Exactly. And also, 30 cars.
I'm a college boy.
That's right. Your cul-de-sac with 30 cars in it, that's insane. It's like hard to fit more than just, like, that cul-de-sac must have just been filled up.
And I literally, my mom told me that there were tire tracks in the grass.
Oh, no.
Someone just parked their car in a nice neighborhood, just like grass, just tore it up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. This is insane. So, did you also say they found something in the covers of your sheets?
Oh, my God. I don't want to talk about that. That was gross. Yeah. Basically, let's just say there were things in the sheets you don't want to be on the sheets. To the point where my mom, she hired a cleaning service and then obviously, like, charged Airbnb, like, saying, like, hey, you completely, like, for a house, like, they had to pay, like, an extra grand or something.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And they actually did. So,
oh, good.
Them for that. But,
okay.
Yeah. But still, like, insane. Never again, obviously. That's not even an option. I would never.
Unless you just wanted to be known for that, unless you wanted that to be the thing there.
Like all of a sudden you're just the orgy house?
A couple of pineapples hanging from the front porch or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously you guys, never did it again. But it's just such a, like, it's like worst case scenario of what could happen when you were just...
Oh, yeah. I mean, my parents are so excited. They're like, oh, this is going to be great. You know, actually, you know, pay for the mortgage. Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, they show up to a house that's completely defiled. My poor, innocent home.
I know. I really wonder if there was some sort of film of it that night that is out there somewhere on the internet. Now it's too far gone to find it. But I, like, when there's that many people and that much stuff going on, there's no way somebody's not filming something.
You know, I would be lying if I said I didn't check Pornhub.
Yeah. Okay. I thought so. Because you're curious. You're like, did something go on at my house? Like, now I have to see it at this point.
I was on trending videos and I saw nothing, thankfully.
Yeah.
Can you imagine just like my photo, like, like from me as a child,
like in the background of the scene. Yeah, you're like, oh god, yeah. What happened?
It's my smiling young face.
Yes,
innocent. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's wild. Well, never again. Warning for those out there. Just be careful. Maybe don't put your most treasured house in there. Maybe get a second house to do this, and so that you can keep them.
Get a second house.
Get a second house and Airbnb that. Yeah, that's right. That's the best financial advice for people. Get a second house.
Get a second house and take out a large mortgage on it.
That's true. Leverage everything.
Yeah, it'll help. Leverage everything. I like that.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Daniel. I love the story. It's better than I remember. So yeah. Thank you.
Well, yeah, no problem. We got a lot of good stories together.
So appreciate it.
We'll tell some more.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Till next time.
All right. See you, bud.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Billy Bob Thornton. Welcome to my official website. And as Sage says, what's up?
All right. We want to thank Dr. Daniel for coming on. Remember to email us chubstep.podcast@gmail.com. Check us out on YouTube. Get new shows every Thursday. Share the episodes with a friend if you enjoy them. Check us out on Instagram. We got Big Money Banks next week as a guest. The show has ended. Be gone.
Now you know you got to go.
Peace. This is Yasin.